us and new to our terminology. So, and repetitions, the physical repetitions is very important. So, these guys came in last Monday. A lot of them have been, in with the veterans, but they get the majority of the reps. This weekend was great because, we're short on people and, they get every rep. So from a physical and mental standpoint, they're getting the meeting work like they do even when the vets are here, but they're getting all the work on the field. So I think it's been very beneficial.
You said there was a ways to go in the execution after day one. Did you feel that get better over the weekend?
Yeah, I think, the biggest thing, I think, when you talk to young players is just the speed of the game, how fast it happens, this level. What was good was they were able to compete with guys that are about on their level, get a feel for it, and then, slowly they'll adjust to the speed and quickness of things and the strength of, how it happens in the NFL. And, we won't get that until we get them in there with the veterans.
John, do you have, before or after this camp, some of these guys have never been in this area, never been through all this NFL, everything. Do you give them a cliff notes of things they keep an eye out, things to do, things to just early preparation?
Yeah, you approach it like your children. You try to give them wisdom in all areas, off the field, the do's and don'ts in our city, where to go, where not to go. Jerry Butler, our player development guy, we've got on-site chaplain, all their coaches. So there's just a great resource here. Pat Bowen does a great job as far as the numbers of people and resources we have here to help these young men in really all areas.
John, any adjustments with all the construction in this offseason?
Yeah, they haven't kicked me out of my office yet. It's coming. But, I think, everybody's had a great attitude. We talk about functioning and crowd noise. We get to do that even in our building now. So, but it's all good. It's going to be great when they're done. So we're looking forward to that.
John, did you see Peyton's speech and his nice little tosses out of the University of Virginia yesterday?
I saw a couple of them. He's a busy guy in the offseason, I'm coming to realize. So it's all good, and I look forward to seeing him tomorrow.
Does it ever surprise you how he's able to prioritize, still do all this stuff? Because he grinds as much as any NFL player ever, yet he never stops.
Well, he seems to amaze me. I think I've said many times, his time management skills are pretty much off the charts. So it doesn't surprise me, just because I see how he operates here, in our building, and it gives you a pretty good idea of, that's how he is off the field.
John, you moved Terrell to tight end about a year ago. What do you look for this summer from him to see if that transition works for
you? I think he's a very good receiver. He was a big receiver. We utilize the tight end. We look for an athlete in the passing game at that position. And we thought it was just a great opportunity for us to get him involved in that. Sometimes that takes a little coaching because a little bit different job description. So you're blocking a little bit more than wideouts need to, even though that's part of their job description. So I've seen growth. I've seen growth physically and mentally. And, he got every single rep here at camp. And, that was Clancy Barone, our tight end coach, was only guy. So hopefully he got better.
You see Roby here out for the last few days. Are you starting to think how some of these combinations for your defense is going to work, given the offseason you guys had with the free agents, a new addition like Roby? Are you starting to get intrigued of how these pieces are going to start fitting?
Yeah, and I put it all on them. I always stress that, I don't, pick the team, they do, and how they perform. And they're being evaluated. We're in a performance-based business. They get that. And so, in the offseason, you're just trying to inject talent and, we'll see how they develop and come along. A lot of it's based on their performance. But he was very impressive. He's got great, great skills and for the position. And he's been a real pleasant kid, both way he's conducted himself, not just on the field, but all throughout our building.